Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talk. So I did a video a few weeks back called Robot Rishi because of the lifeless robotic speech he did when he became Premier Puppet and the way he stared into the camera for an uncomfortable long time at the end of the speech. And now here we see Robot Rishi is asking for the NHS to accept robot workers. It says here, Sunak tells NHS to embrace robot workers as it prepares to sack staff. Prime Minister pledges to radically innovate health service to drive up economic growth. Again, they seem to want to counterfeit anything a human can do. In this example, we're talking about NHS jobs. And the irony here is that it's actually Rishi who, you know, by the way, I don't really believe he is a robot, but it is he who could so easily be replaced by a robot. It's his job, if any, that could be replaced by a programmed machine. Program it, wind it up, and off it goes. Anyway, it says here, Rishi Sunak has urged the NHS to embrace the use of robots as the health service prepares to cut its workforce by a half, it says here, in a drastic attempt to cut costs. Really? Cut its workforce by half? That's what it says here. This innovation is supposedly going to be robot-assisted surgery, doctors being trained with virtual reality headsets, and drones transporting prescription medicines to patients in remote locations, and more automated diagnosis. So it says, robot-assisted surgery. Now, I believe they've had this for a while. Now, I'm not an expert, but from what I gather, these robots that do the surgery, especially the assisted surgery ones, still need to be operated by someone. I'm not saying they are not useful, but how is that a replacement if someone still has to operate it? And robots, are they not incredibly expensive and also expensive to maintain? What else are these robots going to be doing? Are they going to administer medication, deal with complaints, personal care, deal with documentation, answer the phone? I mean, well, they already answer the phone, don't they? All these big companies, banks, whatever, you ring up for customer service and you get like the obligatory robot. Please press 1 if you are calling for assistance. Please press 2 if you like listening to my monotonous robot voice. You know, the robot customer service that now every big company uses. Do you think that was an improvement? Nah, I don't think it was. What else do they plan for these robots to do in the future? Are they going to stitch people's wounds up? Are they going to use them to tell a relative that they have been recently bereaved? You know, you can't replicate a human being who cares. A programmed robot cannot display genuine compassion. It cannot have genuine intuition. It doesn't come equipped with empathy. Yeah, the contact and care of a real person with, you know, with a soul is an integral and an essential part of a patient's recovery. Is it not? But going by this, they don't want that. Of course these puppet control freaks don't want that. They want a robot world, yeah, a dystopian future. Looking online, I've seen a lot of people comment, especially those in the healthcare system. They seem to think this is all talk. I mean, don't get me wrong. They don't want this to happen. They think it's a terrible idea, but they seem to think it's all pie in the sky. You know, that he can't really do this. Maybe they are right. Maybe it is all talk. Maybe not. And this also really plays into the whole, you know, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Internet of Bodies, robots taking over the world, which of course I've talked about a lot in the past. The first video I did about this was way back. It's over 2 years ago. Yeah, I did this video way back. Is this the ruler of the world? I mean, it's 2 years old. There was very few people talking about the WEF and Klaus Schwab back then. And look at the views on this video. Over 300,000 views. Now, that was before I got shadow banned. And that's when I only had a quarter of the subs on YouTube that I have now. But anyway, that was over 2 years ago. And back then, you know, it was kind of fresh news. The Great Reset had just been announced. Not many people were talking about it. And you could see the warning signs back then. But now, 2 years later, you know, everybody is talking about it. It's on the MSM. all your CEO network are talking about it all the time. And these people, these characters, these Klaus Schwabs, these Bill Gates, over that time, they've become something like memes, like evil memes. They now exist like these exaggerated supervillain characters in the media. It's all a bit weird. And I'm going to do a video about this, questioning this in the near future. And you have to wonder if it is all a theatre show, right? Which we've suggested, pantomime. And both sides are being controlled. You know, I mean, this picture is a good example. If the Great Reset on the right is suddenly presented to you by the fake stream media now as being this nightmare, as represented by the comic Scary Castle with lightning, and then on the left hand you've got the Great Reawakening, is this blissful utopian land, you have to say, you know, if they're making you choose, is it a trick? I'm not saying this is the case, but if they are all part of the same system, as many of these people who go to the rallies like this one in America, many of the people associated and speak at these rallies are pushing digital currencies. Yeah. I mean, look at this poster from the Reawaken American Tour, recent one. On one side, you have the Great Reset. On the right, the blue side. And on the other, you have the Great Reawakening. This one's using the Bible. The other one's using Klaus Schwab's book. And look, they even color code it. It's blue versus red. It's the Hegelian dialectic, right? It's the same old trick like they do with politics. Red versus blue, conservative versus Labour. Two cheeks of the same arse. And now they are co-opting the Bible into it, in America at least. And like I've said in previous videos, I think many of these speakers are pretending they are Christians. Both of these sides, I believe, are playing a part. It's a stage show. It's a pantomime. You've got the good guys, you've got the bad guys, yeah? And it's to get you, the audience, to get you to engage, to participate, to pick a side. So they can then navigate you, the audience, to wherever they want you to go using this good, bad, yin and yang, good cop, bad cop tag team working together to herd the audience wherever they want them to go. You know, I've been saying that the Bible is pivotal to everything going on. And here you see how they are using it in this poster. They're using graphics like a wrestling match with flames, yeah? This is America. I mean, it's going to be over the top, isn't it? As I keep saying, they always want you to engage. They want you to pick a side. Why should you be picking a side? Why not remain neutral? You should be walking away from the system. This is the system, once again, asking you to vote, asking you to sign a petition, asking you to engage, right? And in Revelation, it says, come out of the system. And by engaging with it, with the system, you're attaching yourself to it. And it's all going to come crashing down. It says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Okay? Let us know in the comments if there's anything you would like me to cover in regards to a video about that particular subject. As always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to the website, hugotalks.com, and I'll see you later.